I don't know about you, I'm glad I came to church tonight. If you have your Bible, open it to Acts chapter 9, and we're going to meet a minor Bible character who made a big impact by serving the Lord. Her name is Tabitha, and while you may not have heard of her, everybody in her city did. Now, while you're turning there, I want to give you a definition of service. Service is putting someone else's needs before my own. That's all it is to serve the Lord, to put someone else's needs before my own. And I want you to know that when you serve someone, it has an impact on the person you're serving. It has an impact on you. It can have an impact on your city and on your world. I want to speak to you tonight on the exponential influence of service. Look at Acts chapter 9. We'll begin our reading in verse number 36. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And for as much as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them, and when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber. And all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth, and kneeled down and prayed. And turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. What an incredible story of service. I think what this story teaches us is that when we put the needs of others before our needs, God will inevitably take care of our needs. A couple of things I noticed tonight. I noticed, number one, the acknowledgement of her gift. You and I, before we can serve the Lord, must acknowledge that we have been gifted uniquely to serve Christ. This story takes place in a city called Joppa. Joppa, if you'll remember, is the place that Jonah was trying to get to when he was running from God. It's close to modern-day Tel Aviv. There was in Joppa a woman named Tabitha. The Greek spelling of her name was Dorcas. I'm going to call her Tabitha because I can't hardly laugh when I say Dorcas. I just can't help but laugh. So I'm going to call her Tabitha tonight. We don't know anything about Tabitha except that she was a believer, she was full of good works, and she served the poor. Here was a woman who believed in Jesus Christ, and at some point in her Christian life, she decided, I'm going to serve the Lord who's done so much for me. God's given me some time, He's given me some money, He's given me some talents, He's given me some gifts, and I'm going to acknowledge those gifts and use them for the Lord. There might be someone here tonight and you think, you know, I really don't have that much to offer God. I'm not a public speaker. I don't have a lot of money. I'm not a musician. I can't teach or sing. I really can't do anything for the Lord. I want you to know tonight that's not true. The God of the universe created you. And God doesn't make junk. You have unique talents and abilities and they can be used by God. Every person in this room has time, by the way, and our greatest ability is not ability, it's availability. You have time, you have money, you have talents, you have spiritual gifts. Did you know that the moment you were saved, God supernaturally endowed you with a spiritual gift so you could serve His church? And did you know that God has specifically placed you in Worth Baptist Church because Worth Baptist Church needs your gift? 1 Corinthians 12:7 is clear. Every true believer has at least one spiritual gift. What's yours? Do you know what it is tonight? If you don't know, could I give you two words of suggestion? Two ways to figure it out. Number one, take a spiritual gift assessment. Over in the gym, when we go over to the fair, you'll see right in the middle of the room, there's a table with these booklets and they say volunteer guide. Open them up and there'll be a place, and if you'll take about 10 minutes, you can take a test and you can at least begin to discover what your spiritual gift might be. So take the assessment, and within the book, there is a place that will match you by spiritual gift to ministries that use that spiritual gift. Now, you can take a spiritual gift assessment, but here's the second way to figure out what your gift is. Are you ready? Jump in a ministry. The best way to figure out what your gift is to go ahead and get into ministry and see if your giftings fit that ministry. You never know what a fast car can do until you get it out of the garage and on the road, and you'll never really know what your gifts are until you jump in a ministry and see what happens. We're not asking you to sign up for a ministry for the rest of your life tonight. We're asking you, if you don't have a ministry, to find one or two ministries that you're interested in, test drive them, and see if they fit your talents and gifts. That's perfectly fine. So here was a woman who was involved in serving the Lord, and it all started because she acknowledged her gift. Not only did she acknowledge her gift, but she activated her gift. It says in verse 36 that she was full of good works. I like that. She wasn't just full of good intentions, she was full of good works. A lot of us have intentions about getting involved in ministry, but maybe we never do. That wasn't Tabitha. Tabitha was the kind of person that didn't sit back and wait for the perfect opportunity. She didn't say, I have to sit back and wait for something that perfectly aligns with my schedule and my gifts. No, no, no. She was the kind of person who was just always looking for something good that she could do for someone else. Can I tell you something, folks? God honors that kind of attitude. The kind of person who sees a need and is willing to jump in and meet that need to serve somebody else. We ought to be asking tonight, where is the need? How can I help? Is there an opportunity where I can serve and where I can get involved? It's a privilege to serve the Lord. When you have that kind of attitude, God honors it in two ways. Number one, He clarifies your gift. When you get into ministry, you will discover what you are gifted to do, and God will help you clarify it. Number two, He will give you more opportunities to serve. The Bible says, or Jesus said, he that is faithful in that which is least shall be made ruler over much. Now, I've studied the Bible and I've figured something out. God calls busy people. Just study it sometime. What was David doing when Samuel came into town to anoint the next king of Israel? He was watching his daddy's sheep. What were Peter and John doing when Jesus was walking along the shores of the Sea of Galilee and looking for disciples? They were fishing. What was Moses doing when he turned aside to see a burning bush? He was keeping the sheep. Listen to me, God calls busy people. And if you'll show that you're faithful in some small area, you may think it's small, that qualifies you according to God for something greater. And so get involved in ministry, activate your gift. Here in just a moment, you're going to learn about over 20 ministries here at Worth Baptist Church. Those ministries meet on different days of the week. Every single day of the week, there is something going on at Worth Baptist Church for the gospel's sake. And there's a ministry for every person. If you're a child, you can get involved in the puppet ministry. There are ministries for young people and singles and young couples. There are ministries that require a little bit of physical health, like going door to door. But there are ministries that aren't as physically taxing. You can come and sit with our folks in the food pantry, or you can come to the office and stuff bulletins, or you can pick up a list and call our shut-ins. And so what I want to challenge you to do tonight is, if you are not in a ministry, go to the gym. And as you walk and see these different tables, pray as you walk. And pick out at least two ministries that you'll sign up for. And again, I'm not saying you're going to serve in that ministry till Jesus comes, but I'm saying this is a place for you to get your feet wet and at least get started. Don't neglect the gifts that God has given you. Activate them this fall as we try to reach Fort Worth for Christ and see what God will do. Now, here's the last thing I see, the advance of the gospel. Tabitha acknowledged her gift. Then she activated her gift by putting it into work. She made coats for the poor, the Bible says. And as a result of this, God greatly advanced the gospel. Here's what happened. Tabitha got sick one day, and the story tells us she died. And apparently, her ministry was so vital to that local church that when she died, the leaders of that church sent word to Peter and said, "Peter, you got to get here quick. We got to have Tabitha back. We can't continue to reach Joppa for Christ without Tabitha." Now think about it. From our perspective, again, what she was doing seems rather small. She was full of good works. She made some coats and some garments for some poor people. But God had so used that that the leaders of her church thought it was worthy of a resuscitation. Well, Peter comes. And he prays over Tabitha and sets all those coats that he had made out there in the room. And he prays over her. And God answers Peter's prayer. And he resuscitates Tabitha. And she comes back from the dead. And the Bible says that as a result of what happened with Tabitha's life, all the city heard and many believed in the Lord. Now, I am not telling you today that if you get involved in ministry, you will die and there will be a resuscitation. I'm going to tell you, if that was the case, I wouldn't sign up for ministry, because when I go to heaven, I don't want to come back. But what I am telling you today is if you get involved in ministry and activate your spiritual gift, you too will experience the power of God on your behalf, and there will be people in this city who will believe in the Lord as a result. I'm thinking today of Chris Foster. Y'all remember Chris Foster? About how he would go to the VOA and pick up men, a halfway house. And he would bring those men to his house and give them a job and witness to them. And as a result of his ministry to those men, God opened a door, and hundreds of people in Fort Worth have been saved as a result. Many people have believed. I'm thinking tonight of Ernest Barchew. Sometime over 40 years ago, Brother Barchew began to feel a desire to get in bus ministry. He felt that he could get involved and he could make a difference. And after 40 years in bus ministry, I'm here to tell you that there are many people in Fort Worth who have believed on the Lord because that man activated his gift. I'm thinking tonight of Vaughn and Mary Jean Floyd, who served in the youth ministry for decades. And yeah, you got to be a little off to serve in youth ministry that long. That comes from a former youth pastor. I am one of those off people. But for decades, they faithfully served the Lord in that youth ministry. Hundreds of teenagers came through, and now they're raising their kids for the glory of God, and Vaughn and Mary Jean Floyd had a part. I'm here to tell you, you may think it's rather small to stuff a bulletin or change a diaper in a nursery. You may think it's a small thing to show up for Saturday morning visitation. You may think it's just a small thing to teach a Sunday school class. But let me ask you today, what if no one showed up to teach the classes? What if no one came to the nursery to change the diapers? And what if no one stuffed the bulletins? What if no one cleaned the buildings? If no one got involved, we might as well board the windows up and shut this place down. Worth Baptist Church only works because people go to work. And I want to challenge you tonight. I'd like to see more people in Jesus Christ, more people in Fort Worth won to Jesus Christ this year than we've ever seen before. But if that's going to happen, every member has to be a minister. I would like what was said of Tabitha and Joppa to be written in the registry about Worth Baptist Church one day. That everyone in Fort Worth knew what happened and many believed in the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, you have a part. Acknowledge your gift. Activate it and get involved. And you know what will happen? The gospel will advance. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the worship service that we have enjoyed tonight. You have worked in our midst in a special way. I pray first and foremost for those that are not involved in ministry, that tonight they would take the practical step to just go across the gym and get involved. I know the joy they'll receive from serving you, and I want them to know it. I pray for our folks that are faithfully serving, working on the front lines every week. I pray that tonight has been an encouragement to them and they'll stay faithful to you as they serve. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Would you stand with me tonight? We're going to have a short word of invitation. And I want to ask you tonight, is there anybody here who would be willing to say, I'm really not serving the Lord, but I'm willing to offer my life to Him in any way that He would want to use it? If that's you, why don't you leave your seat and seal that commitment here up front at the altar? And for the rest of your time, many of you are serving. Why don't you pray either at the altar or right where you are, Lord, help me to be faithful. Help me to use every bit of talent and giftedness you've given me for the advance of the gospel. I'm re-upping tonight. I'm recommitting. I want to serve you with my life. Brother Johnson's going to lead us in a verse. You come as God has spoken to you.